Have you ever experienced that emotion when you are so passionate about something, but the people around you couldn't care less about it? Who knows what I'm talking about? Isn't that frustrating? And you get that frustrating emotion of wondering why everyone else just doesn't see the importance of what you see. Come on, let me see a show. Who knows what I'm talking about right there? Amen. And so we've all been there. And these examples are all matters of priorities. Sometimes you're going in one direction and the people around you are going in the opposite direction. And when that occurs, all productivity seems to come to a halt. Now, unfortunately, this morning, for a lot of people, this halt is what life looks like because they're going in their own direction and they have their own set of priorities, and God is trying to take them in the direction that He wants them to go. And life is at a standstill because they are pulling against God. That's why it's so vital this morning that we learn to align our lives with what matters to God. Now, I spent some time scouring the Gospels in order to determine what seems to matter most to Jesus. And I've uncovered four priorities of the Lord. Priorities that He spent so much time demonstrating. So this morning, let's just see where our priorities compare to His priorities this morning. Are y'all ready this morning? Come on. There's four of them. Come on, if you're ready, say, I'm ready. Come on. Number one, these are going to be some very confrontational statements, but man, we got to look inside and be honest about things. Number one, aligning with Christ means that His kingdom is more important than your kingdom. I said, His kingdom is more important than your kingdom. He said this in Matthew 6:33. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now, you may have noticed this, but in this life, sometimes it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. We can find ourselves being motivated by things like worldly success, by recognition, by material possessions, thinking that if we can just achieve the world's higher standard of success, then we'll finally have done something great. Or maybe thinking that if we can get the attention, this is what's popular in our world, if we can get the attention of enough people and get enough recognition, then we will have finally really done something. Or we might even think that if we can reach a certain financial status in this life, so that we'll be able to afford all of the things that we want, then this will bring us fulfillment and happiness. Now, don't get me wrong this morning. We need to see today that God's Word is filled with instruction on how you can become successful. And He wants you to have great success in all that you do. Come on, somebody receive it this morning. His Word is filled with instruction on how you can spiritually and appropriately handle it and keep your heart right when people know who you are and they know your name. And He wants you to have great influence so that you can be a great witness. Amen. And His Word is filled with instructions on how you should be a diligent worker, a great steward of the things that God entrusts to you, so that you can be blessed in this life, so that you can be a blessing to others. Understand, God is not intimidated when His people want to achieve great things. In fact, He would have us unite with Him, apply His Word, and rely on His help to accomplish incredible things as long as we're going to glorify Him through it all. But He does not want those pursuits to take His place as the centerpiece of our lives. See, in the midst of all that we do, Jesus places a higher purpose on all our pursuits. And He expects our efforts to be in alignment with His kingdom. Not our own agendas, but His kingdom. Jesus said it like this, seek first. Everybody say first. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The challenge is to us because it means that we have to reassess our priorities and realign them with God's kingdom priorities. So I want to ask the question, what does it mean to seek first His kingdom? It means placing God in the forefront of all our lives, making Him and His mission the focal point of all we do. Come on, everybody, say all we do. Come on. Understand it today. He wants to be number one. It means placing His mission above our own desires and living in accordance with His words. It means seeking His righteousness and setting out every day to grow to be more like Christ every day. See, according to Jesus, church, when we prioritize God's kingdom, everything else will fall into place. Our worries, our anxieties, they'll disappear when we trust in the provision of Almighty God. Our hearts will finally be filled with the peace and contentment from God, knowing that we're walking in alignment with His mission. Can y'all receive it today? But understand this morning. Seeking first His kingdom requires us to apply real honesty about where we are, real courage, and even real boldness. It requires honesty because we have to confront our own hearts and be truthful about whether we're living for God or living for ourselves. It requires courage this morning, because if you're going to seek first His kingdom, you'll have to swim against the currents of the world from time to time and withstand the temptation to put God in the back seat instead of the driver's seat. And it will take boldness, because standing firm in your faith and in your convictions will often be faced with opposition. The name of Jesus still makes people nervous. And there's going to be some people who won't like it when you get serious about doing things His way instead of the world's way. Come on now. Being in alignment with the Lord means that His kingdom is more important than your kingdom. And that requires us to let go of our agendas and surrender to the plan of God. Come on, amen. We can do it. Alignment with Jesus this morning. All we need to do is begin to look now inside and ask ourselves the question, am I living for myself or am I living for Jesus? There's another priority, number two. Being in alignment with Christ means that you are serious about loving God and loving others. We read this scripture a moment ago. He said in Matthew 22, 37 through 39, He said, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I believe this instruction to be the core of being in alignment with the heart of Jesus. These are words that challenge us to align all of our priorities with the Lord in every aspect of our lives. See, guys, to love the Lord with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind is to make Him the primary focus of your affection, of your worship, and even of your intellect. It means surrendering our entire being to His will. It means seeking intimacy and camaraderie with Him above everything else in this life. Truly making your relationship with Jesus number one in your world, surrendering everything. This too requires an incredible amount of boldness, because if you're going to love Him with everything that you are this morning, you're going to have to let go of everything that competes for your devotion and begin to be deliberate about pursuing a deep and personal relationship with the Lord. There are many things. And sometimes this is not easy, because there are so many things pushing and pulling their way into our lives, trying at every level to become a higher priority than the things of God. I found out that one good way to gauge your love level with the Lord is to begin to count the things in your life that compete for your attention, your time, and your affection. Begin to think about where you spend your time. Think about what you think about. Think about what you care about the most. What competes with the Lord for your time and your attention and all of your affection. Ask yourself this morning, in my life, what truly, really comes first? And that begs us to begin to ask another couple of questions that are relevant to this situation. Please hear me. This morning, as you reassess some priorities, do you still have a sense of awe and wonder when you think about the goodness of God? Is it still there? Do you still have a passion for the things of God this morning? There will be those here this morning that are excited to be in the presence of God and excited about the Word of God and excited about applying the Word of God to their life. But there will still be those who are just here because they know they need to come to church on a Sunday morning. Maybe you haven't thought about the Lord all week long, but you know, out of routine, it's time to go and do the religious thing and make sure that you're seen in church. I want to challenge us today. Don't let the things of the world compete with the priority of putting God first in your life. Maintain that great sense of awe and wonder and mystery and excitement and passion about the things of Jesus. Let me ask you this question. Do you still get motivated and excited about spending time with the Lord in prayer? This is the one that challenges most people. How many of you have experienced that phenomenon of thinking that you need to go to the Lord in prayer, but you're just too tired? Everybody else can raise your hand too. Amen. How many of you have ever fallen asleep in prayer? That's a good one right there. Come on. Amen. Oh, come on, me too. It happens to all of us. Let me tell you this, though. When you're in alignment with Jesus, spending time with the Lord in prayer is as important to you or more important to you than spending time with your spouse or your best friend. It's looking forward to your conversations with the Lord. It's looking forward to telling Him how you feel and getting excited about His response back to you in your heart. Come on, when He speaks to you. Does it still motivate you and excite you to carve out time in your day to spend with Jesus? How about this one? Do you look forward to engaging God in genuine worship and experiencing the presence of God in worship? Oh, it's a hard thing sometimes. I'll tell you this. I like to do this going down the road. Sometimes I just worship God when I'm going down the road all by myself. Some of those intimate times with the Lord when nobody is around you and there's no live music and no worship pastor, no worship team leading you, and you just get alone with the Lord and say, Lord, I want to feel your presence right now. You know what He's faithful to do? When every time you call on the Lord, it doesn't matter where you are. You could be alone in your vehicle or at work or in your bed at home. You could be in this house. Whenever you call on the Lord, He's faithful to show up and give you what you need. Are you still passionate about pursuing God in worship? It'll reveal our true priorities where it comes to Jesus. For most of us, another good measure is to consider the things that worry us, the things that cause us to feel burdened in our minds. But church, when our priorities are in alignment with His priorities, it means that we have learned that God takes care of the things that concern Him. He looks after His own. He manages His priorities better than we manage our priorities. So if your life is designed to maximize what He cares about, church, you can rest and place your cares in the hands of God, knowing that there is a promise attached to your lifestyle. Somebody say a good amen right there. When you're aligned with Him and your priorities are His priorities, you can rest knowing that you don't have to worry about it anymore because He's got a blessing and a promise attached to the way you're living. Come on, somebody. What does that look like? Well, it just looks like this. You don't have to worry about it. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now because the book of Romans says all things work together for good to them, what? Who love the Lord and are the called according to His purposes. Pastor, that don't seem to be working out in my... Let me tell you this. It may not have worked out yet. You just keep loving God and being concerned with His purposes, and in the end, you're going to come out with a high hand. The victor, not the victim. Come on, somebody. You're going to come out testifying of all that God did through your storms, and he got you through the other side with victory and a big win, because you're going to give him all the glory. When you're in alignment with him, you've got a promise attached to your lifestyle. I have to remind myself of that sometimes. Actually, my wife has to remind me of that sometimes. Thank God. What does that look like? Looks like this. Don't you forget what God's word says. Maybe you need to look in the mirror sometimes and tell yourself. Don't you forget that when you align your priorities with his priorities, it means you love him and you're concerned with his purposes. That means your time is dedicated to his purposes. Your thoughts are dedicated to his purposes. Your giving is dedicated to his purposes. One of the great things that challenges us in our era is people have this addiction to entertainment. What does that look like? It looks like put your phone down and spend some time with Jesus. Quit scrolling and get more excited about spending time with the Lord than getting stroked by all the videos. Preaching better than you shouting amen right there. That's good, man. This is one of the best reasons I can think of for making sure that our priorities are in line with his priorities. Our love life with the Lord. But Jesus didn't stop there. He also commanded us to love our neighbors as ourselves. This means to extend the same compassion, the same kindness, the same grace that we desire for ourselves, extend those things to the people around us. It means to prioritize the needs of others above our own comfort and conveniences. That's a big challenge. Again, another priority that requires boldness. Because we have to step outside of our comfort zones and love and engage people who are not easy to love. Showing them the love of Jesus in tangible ways. It's a challenge. The Lord should have just said, try your best to love everybody. How many know that's not what he said? He said, love them as yourself. Oh, what a huge priority. It's a challenge. But Jesus didn't say, love the lovable as yourself. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Church, aligning our priorities with Jesus means embracing both these two commandments about love in everything that we do. It means living lives marked by radical love. Y'all say it with me. Say radical love. Radical. Don't you want your reputation to be that you're going to love somebody no matter what? Let me tell you why we can do that. Because Jesus loves us no matter what. Praise God, praise God. Aren't you thankful that he loves you in spite of all you used to be? Come on, somebody. Aren't you thankful for his forgiveness and his love this morning? Are we truly loving God with everything we have? Are we loving others as ourselves? If Jesus is going to be at the center, these are the priorities that we need to get serious about. Come on, if you can receive it, say amen right now. Come on. And that leads me to number three. Remember, I just scoured the Gospels, guys. I'm looking at these themes of Scripture that Jesus made a priority in his life and instructed his followers to make a priority in our life. Number three, being in alignment with Jesus means that your heart is set on heavenly treasure instead of earthly treasure. Here's what he said in Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Do not lay up treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. These verses challenge us to reassess our priorities and redirect our focus from earthly possessions to heavenly treasures. And again, it's a bold investment. Boldly investing our time, our talents, and our treasures in those things which have eternal significance. Let me say it like this. Nothing that you work hard and buy on this earth is going to last forever. But every investment you make in the priorities of Jesus is going to go with you into eternity. Come on, somebody. Most people's lives are consumed by the pursuit of material things and their personal desires. But Jesus challenges us to shift our priorities and shift our perspective. Earthly treasures, they may offer temporary gratification, but church, they're ultimately perishable. They're unreliable. See, according to Jesus, true fulfillment and lasting joy are found in storing up treasures in heaven. We do this through investing in the kingdom of God and His mission, prioritizing the things of God above what we want and what we desire. Aligning our priorities with Jesus, please hear me on this. It means that you have learned to prioritize eternal values over temporary gains. It's another great challenge that requires boldness. Because in order to align with this priority of Christ, we have to learn to resist that allure of what the world calls success and embrace a different kind of lifestyle. Embrace a lifestyle of generosity, a lifestyle of compassion and selflessness. Church, it means to design our lives in ways that prioritize biblical stewardship, investing in the mission of the church, spending time serving others and prioritizing the advancement of God's kingdom above our own advancement. And it's a great challenge for a lot of people. Jesus said, though, that this is our heart. He said our hearts are going to be where our treasures lie. So hear me out. If you're going to be in alignment with Him, we have to cultivate a heart that is set on putting His cause in the first place slot up above everything else in our lives that we may want. Come on, let's not set our lives out to be known by the abundance of our possessions. Pastor, are you saying that God doesn't want me to be blessed? No, I already told you. God wants you blessed. Aren't you thankful? He wants you blessed to be a blessing. This is His financial lifestyle to fund the mission of the gospel. That's what He told us to do in the Word. But don't be known by the abundance of your possessions, but by the richness of your love and your commitment to His cause. Come on, everybody say a good amen right there. And that brings me this morning to the final issue today, number 4, priority. To be in alignment with Christ means that you have a genuine commitment to fulfill the will of God. Maybe the greatest challenge of all. The scripture I chose to emphasize this is Luke 22, 42. We see Jesus, He's praying in the garden. He says, Father, if it is your will, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Praise God. In Luke 22, we see a snapshot into Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, where He's analyzing and reassessing His own will. He's going to the Father as a human. He's contemplating the pain and the agony with which He is soon to endure. He says, Father, if it's your will, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. His words here give us the real reason, church, that you're safe and you're blessed when you align your priorities with Jesus. In this moment in the life of the Lord, Jesus is facing the imminent agony of the cross. And He demonstrates unparalleled boldness and courage and faithfulness in submitting to the Father's plan. One of the few snapshots in Scripture, we get to see Jesus solely in his humanity, wrestling with the weight of his impending suffering. Yet he willingly makes the decision to relinquish and submit his own life, his own will, in favor of the Father's perfect purpose. Can y'all see it this morning? And this scene challenges us today to examine our own lives and examine our own priorities. How often, church, do we cling to our own plans? How often do we hold on to our own desires, reluctant to surrender to the Word of God and the will of God? How often do we prioritize our own comfort, our conveniences, over obedience to the Word of God? Aligning our priorities with Jesus requires a life-changing shift in our perspective. It requires a willingness to lay down our own agendas, to trust God in His sovereignty, in His great providence, in His plan for our life. Church, it means embracing His perfect will, even when it leads us down pathways of uncertainty, sometimes even pathways of hardship. God's plan is still better than our plan. This may be the boldest priority that you can establish in your life, because it requires that we do the thing that offends our flesh more than anything else. Pastor Brandon, what is that? Well, here it is. It requires that we relinquish control and that we allow God to work in and through us for His glory instead of our own pursuits. Jesus ultimately, and you guys know the story, Jesus ultimately found strength and he found courage in surrendering his life perfectly to the will of the Father. And that's what it should look like when we align our priorities with the Father. When we submit our lives to God, we open ourselves up and expose our lives to His power. And we can finally begin to experience His peace that passes all understanding. When Jesus is at the center and our priorities align with His, Jesus' prayer can become our prayer. Father, not my will, but yours be done. Father, not my will, but yours be done. Oh, it's such a challenge. It seems simple today, but it's a huge challenge because we spend most of our time praying, Father, help me achieve my will. Let me say that one more time. Father, please show me the perfect path to my will. Lord, make my pathway straight right into my will. The life that I want, the thing that I want, the job that I want, the business that I want, the ministry that I want, the relationship that I want. Father, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. I can tell you this. It wasn't until I surrendered to the will of God that I began to experience His blessing and fulfillment on my life. And this is true for all of us. God's plan is better than our plan. And we need to make His prayer our prayer. Father, not my will. That's one of the most powerful prayers you can pray. Lord, I'm not concerned with what I want anymore. I'm only concerned with what you want. I'm tired of trying to control it all, Jesus. I need more of you, more of your influence, more of your direction and guidance. I'm ready to relinquish control, to say yes to everything you want, Father. And finally begin to say no to what I want. Not my will, but your will be done. Church, this is the last thing I'm going to say. We're going to pray. This is how our lives will become a testimony to that bold and unwavering commitment to align our priorities with Jesus, trusting in his perfect plan for all our lives. For those of you who like to take notes, please take a picture of this next slide. Jesus at the center, aligning with Jesus checklist. Aligning with Jesus means his kingdom is more important than your kingdom. It means that you're serious about loving God and others. You don't just say it, you do it. It means your heart is set on heavenly treasure instead of earthly treasure. It means you've got a genuine commitment to fulfill his will. All of these issues, these four big priorities of the Lord, challenge us in some way, don't they? Each one. Everybody in here is dealing with one or more of these issues. You might even be like me. I need God's help every day to make sure I maintain the priority of all four of these issues. Anybody truthful about it this morning? Come on. And here's the issue. We're apt to say, Father, help me in this area. He's going to help you. But the revelation to real life change in aligning our hearts with the Lord and aligning our priorities with God is not so much a climbing the ladder and making improvements, as much as it is this, is allowing God to change us from the inside out. The only real on-ramp to achieving any of this is saying, God, I need you to give me a brand new heart. I need you to change me today. Can I be honest with you? Sometimes our prayer for God's help in an area is really us saying, Lord, help me feel better about things while I continue to hold on to control in this area. How many know I'm right about it? Come on. It takes surrender. And there's no better person to align with, to be in alignment with, to be yoked up with, than the one who lived a perfect life, spent his life walking the earth, showing people how to love, doing nothing but good for everyone he encountered, never once sinned, maintained spotless blood, and fulfilled his role as the spotless Lamb of God, the Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the world. The Lord is kneeling in that garden. Knowing exactly what he's about to endure. He's about to be arrested. He's about to be humiliated. He's going to endure trials where they falsely accuse him of blasphemy and crimes. Your Bible says that he stood there silently and defended not himself. And the people demanded execution. And so they took him outside and they tied him to a Roman whipping post and they scourged him. And they forced him to carry his wooden cross to the execution grounds, where they nailed this innocent man hands and feet. And before bleeding and suffocating to death, he observed the people. And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And he endured all that because he was able to kneel and say, "Not my will, but your will be done." He did that for me and you. He did that for us. Come on. He did it for us, guys. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I want to be in cahoots with that guy. I want to be in alignment with him. Come on. Am I right about it, everybody? Come on. I want to be in alignment with that person right there. Y'all stand with me all over the room.
Thank you for tuning in today. We are so glad that you were able to join us. If this is your first time tuning in, we would love for you to scan the QR code and log in and give us some information about yourself. We would love to reach out to you. If you need prayer, please leave a comment, or if something stood out in today's service, we would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being with us. Can't wait to see you again next time.